Parshas Vayikra Sheni. V'imena oif eila karmanin Hashem. And if he sacrifices to Hashem, is a burnt offering from birds. V'ikra minatetim evmin. Nehayinez are karmanai. He shall bring it from turtle doves or from young doves. Actually says, what does it mean? Mina oif from birds. V'lei kol oif. Not all birds. Elishin emar tamim sofra ba'bokar ba'kvasil l'izim. Since it says, an unblemished male from cattle, from sheep, or from goats, Thomas was Zachos Bebehemabe, Thomas was Zachos Bebephis. Which means that denoting that the requirement of perfection and maleness apply only to animals, but the requirement of perfection and maleness does not apply to birds. You would think that even a bird that lacks a limb may be brought as a carbon, Tom Limber, Minaev, that's why it says from the birds, not all birds, which excludes a bird lacking a limb. Tayrim, Gdela Malayu Ktanim, what does it say? Tayrim, to tell us that it's big ones, but not small ones, not young ones. Neyena, young ones, Ktanim, Gdela, young ones, but not adult ones. Ratayrim, Mena, from turtle dose to young dose. Prat, Tzilis, Atsiyo, Shabazel, Apostle. To exclude birds whose feathers has just begun to become reddish in both species. Shigadol, it's Mena, Makatlam, it's all Tayrim. They are unfit for carbonus, for they are too old to be qualified as young doves. They're too young to be qualified as turtle doves. Tasvav, the kriva kain lam mizbeach, the kain shall bring it to the mizbeach, umalak esveshe, and nip off its head. Beak the mizbeach and cause it to smoke in the altar. Benim tzadome, and the bird blood shall be pressed. Al kir mizbeach, on the walls of the mizbeach. Ashtel, the kriva afilu, pray to achas yavi, only bring him in a single word. Hakain and Malak, the kain shall nip it off, aimalika bakli alabasmer shakain. The nipping of the bird's head must not be done with anything but the body of the kain. Kaitis sibitsparam imula ira, vachitis will be farakti, achmagila simona kaitisan. He will cut in his thumbnail adjacent to the back of the head, cutting right through its spine till he reached the simon. Ibsa Domela should peace apim, this is an expression similar to the pressing out of wrath. He offers a meets, pressing of wrath. He presses the shechted area of the bird's neck against the wall of the mizbeach, and thereby the blood is pressed out and runs down the wall. According to the sequence of these terms, one would think that the tater is commanding the kain to first cut the bird's neck, send the bird up to the smoke, and only then press up the blood. But you can't say that. Rather, the pasuk means is that the procedure of causing the bird to go up in the smoke appears, it's telling us that just as the procedure of causing it up to go in smoke, the bird's head is smoked separately, and its body is separately, after the case, so too the nipping as well. According to the simple explanation, you have to rearrange the pasuk, and make the nips of the mikvar. Test Zion, Haser as Murosa Benetza, and he shall remove its crop along with its entrails. Each the Haser is Mosbeh Kedmo Makimadesh and cast it next to the altar on the east side to the place of the ashes. Ashi said Murosi Makumari, this is the place of the Rehi, which is Azefik. This is the digested place of waste. And it's Asa, with his entrails in Bene Me'ea, with his entrails. Netzalashin davar amoyis, and the word netzal denotes something disgusting. Kumei kinotsu gamlo, for they are foul, you are sleeping. Zerstir umilis wukla, and this is what Mila says, that it's digestive food. Zalmadashi shal abi yesim in chanach omenetos a kurkuvan imo. This is the explanation about abi yesim in chanach, it states the pain removes the gizzard. With it, but we say Zal Amru Kedir Saviv Azevik Besakin Kain Aruka Aruba Venetal Manetzer Shalif. Chacham say the Netzer to mean feathers explains with a knife he cuts an opening around the crop like a window and takes together with its feathers. Beilus Beimish and Echelus Ela Beivus Ela. In this case, the bird offering on the animal which eats exclusively for the feeding thorough.
Beivus Quan Friend Maiga. Mad thought.
Of its owner, it says, "Never of a kind of a crime has been my big tear, and the innards of this leg you shall wash with the water. But if she knows when I go, and cause it to go up and smoke, Never reached it. However, regarding the birds which feed themselves on stolen things, as it says, "Veishtach es ha'ma'ayim," they shall remove its crop. Shalchem and agazol, which are ate from stolen property. Israel must be a kibbutz mizrach and shalkevish of the eastern side of the ramp. Place where each morning they deposit the ashes removed. There's bech and the ashes removed from the inner altar of the venera. All these were miraculously absorbed there in their place. And he shall split it with open with his wing feathers. However, you should not tear it completely apart. Kedesh will then cause it to go up in the smoke of the altar. On top of the wood, which is on the fire, it's burnt offering, the fire burning with pleasing fragrance of Hashem. Shisua means with the hand. And it says, and he shall split it, and he would have split it open. If enough of ink, enough of with his wings. Ain't sir, limited tantin etosai. He did not pluck it out of its wing, with its wings feathers. If enough of nates and mamish, its wings. No person, even the simplest people, can smell the odor of bird feathers, does not find it repulsive. So why does the Torah command us to bring the feathers up in smoke? That the mizbeach would appear sated and adorned with the covering of a poor man. You shall not tear it completely apart. Not tear it apart completely. It's the two pieces. Rather, he must tear it along its back. Regarding a bird or offering, he says a pleasing fragrance of Hashem. And regarding the animal, it says the it doesn't matter how much you give. As long as person has the right intentions, as the rest is hard to Hashem. And if a person brings a meal offering to Hashem, say this year, Kabbani, his offering shall be fine flour, Vayatzak Allah Shaman, shall pour oil over it, Vanasan Allah Levena, and place fragrance over it, upon it. Regarding the Kabbanis, which are denoted voluntarily, the only instance where the terrorist is Nefesh is in regards to meal offerings. We Daka the standard Mincha. Who usually denotes in meal offerings? Ani, this is the poor person. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, "Maila ani Allah kidu hikav nafshei." It's like he brought up his very soul. Says Yekabani Aimer Harei Alai Mincha Stam. Person says, "I hereby take upon myself a meal offering," without specifying which type of meal offerings. Maybe Mincha Seilas. He brings a Mincha Seilas. She Rishayah Shemunach Lishemunachas Mikmetzas Kshis Seilas. That he shall, which is that he shall bring the milk aser, the meal offering of fine flour, which is the first of the fine meal of the first meal offering. Which before you bring it, like to explain the fish and Amar Kavod Chavishes Menei Menaches, since five kinds of meal offerings are enumerated here, Kulam Boyin Afuyoi Boyis Afuyis Kedem Kmitzah Chos Tzu, all of them had to be brought ready baked before the Kmitzah Kachkuri Milch Aseta, therefore called Milch Aseta. Say this, fine flour, and it says, Elim Menachitim. It says, the notes, flour of wheat. Shenemar, says, Chitim, as it says, fine flour of wheat. Emil Chapusim Yisarin. No meal offering consists of less than the Yisarin. Shenemar, Yisarin, say this, Mincha. Yisarin, the Chal Mincha, implying that one tenth shall be measured for each meal offering. Yatzeg Allah Shaman, Akula over it. Menasim La Levena, and place fragrances upon it. Al Mixase, upon part of it. When the ach came to the window, the tzad echod, the kain places his fistful of fragrances upon one side of the offering. Mari so lemer kain, and what makes you say this? Sheni b'achanim b'tir elimiyot. Whenever you have a nibe, achanim nibe b'tir, it's only to me might. The rachan al explanation shaman al kule, v'shin nivlal im b'minik sasimah. Another explanation is that the oil is poured over it because the oil has to be mixed within a scoop with it. As the Torah says, from the fine flour and its oil. The frankincense, because it's neither mixed nor scooped, with it, as it says in addition of the frankincense, For after he has completed the kamitza procedure, he collects the frankincense from the meal offering and makes it go up in smoke. It teaches us that pouring of the oil for the individual brings the kainim, mixing are performed with the czar. Pasuk Beis, Veheveya, Veheveya, Vnei Aaron HaKeinim, he shall bring it to Aaron's descendants. It cometh Misham, Melekumtsum, Misaltam, Misham, Nei the Kainim. From there, the Kainim shall scoop out the fistful of his fine flour and oil. Vigdar Kainis, Eskaras, Misbecha, that the Kainim shall cause its reminder to go up to the smoke of the Misbeth. He should have Nathil Hashem, it's far off from the pleasing fragrance of Hashem. Kainim, it cometh Mikmitsa, Vedah, Mitzvah, but Kainim, from there is the Kainim, it cometh Misham, and from there the Kainim shall scoop out, Melekum Sharagla, Azar, Indis, to the place of the feet of the non Kainim were standing. After the Amar Shemakim, this is Rabbi Yisrael. Teaches that the scoop may be performed any place within the quarter of the Holy Temple, even with 11 cubits, ordinary Eden, in other words, non-clean, were permitted to walk. Like Kumtzei, his fistful Yachal Mervuritz, one would think this fistful is full of overflowing, Mevatzvei Sviyet to the whole tzad, bursting through his fist and coming out of every side. So another place the Torah says, and from here shall be lift up his fist. It teaches us that what's only kosher in the kmitzah. So asks if it becomes maybe it could be chaser. So how do you do this? Covers the palm of his hand with three fingers. This is a donation of kemitz. A fistful means four fingers full of something. In addition to the frankincense, the fist shall be full. The frankincense is also be burnt. But if you scoop in a grain of salt, or part of a fragrance that's went up in his hand, so it's possible. Ask Barasa, it's remainder, Kemitz, Kemitz, Allah, the Gavil, the Zikar, and Mincha. This was offered up on the Most High is the remainder of the meal offering. Because to the owner who brought the sacrifice is remembered for the good. And what remains of the meal offering shall be the Mincha, the iron of the butter, shall be for iron of the sons. Kiddush Kedush and Nisha Hashem, it's holy of holies, the fire offerings of Hashem. It's the iron of one of Cain, Gadol, Leitel, Chilik, Bnei, Shalim, Machlekes, Machlekes, Vehedim, Machlekes. The Cain Gadol takes a portion of the meal offering first without having to take part of the equal division of the meal offering. After this, takes share of the equal division of the meal offering. It's Kedush and Hilahim. He should Shem Elim, Chilik, Ba, Elach, Wat, and this nation. They may take their share only in it, only after the offerings of the fire. Pasuk Dal, he sacrificed milcha ma'afar tanor, and if one brings a meal offering baked in an oven, says chalis matzis beluz b'shemen shall consist of either unleavened loaves made of fine flour mixed with oil, or kikim matzis b'shuk b'shemen, or unleavened wafers anointed with oil. Rashi says shomar, but he sacrificed shomar alai hare alai milchas ma'afar tanor. Says, I hereby take upon myself to bring a meal offering that baked in the oven. We leave it that custom shiomi is a chalas or a kikin. The teachers that he may bring either loaves or wafers. A chalas blues or a kikin or shuman. Loaves are to be mixed with olive oil, while the wafers are to be anointed with shukum oil. Nechthu the mesinim mashiachasim. Now, our chachamim differ regarding the anointing procedure of the wafers. Some say that one must anoint them and again anoint them until all the oil of the lake, a vial of liquid, has been set up. Others say that the oil was smeared on the wafer in the form of a Greek, ki shaped like a Hebrew nun, while the ring of the oil was eaten separately by the cane. Teaches that the second and the third from oil, from the zeisim, also are good. In Hashem edition, the only time you need the first drop of oil is only for the veneta. And we learned that menachas, all meal offerings baked before the kemitza, Consequently, those whose kmitzas perform a break in the offering of pieces also be offered in parcels of 10 loaves, regarding to which the Torah says chalais, parcels of 10 wafers for those offerings which the Torah says a kike.
Be careful. Bell.
Pasuk Gimel. When it says, "Man Michal Aaron Alvanim Kedei Kedosh from Hashem," it says, "Shema remains the meal offering shall belong to Aaron and the descendants, totally holy from the fire offerings of Hashem." Zagrashi the Aaron Alvanim. Can God only to chelik barishin shleib mechelikas bedim mechelikas. It is Kedosh from Hibahem. It says, "Shem Enlam Chelik Ba El Achem Atan Tzivishin." And may take their share only after the burden offering of the fire. With the sacred of Dal, with the sacred of Korban Mincha Ma'afar Tanur, says Chalis Matzis, because Hashem the Kikam Matzis Meshuchim Meshamim. And if one brings a meal offering of baked in the oven, it shall consist of either unleavened loaves made of fine flour mixed with oil or unleavened wafers of milk with oil. So Rashi with his sack of Shalar Elim. We'll get to that already. What's the case? When Mitchas Amachas Karbanacha says, when Hashem the Kikam Matzis you, if the meal offering of a pan over your sacrifice shall be made of fine flour mixed with oil, shall be unleavened. So Rashi with your Mitchas Amachas Karbanacha, like Mitchas Amachas, the cliche of the Mikdash, Shem and Mitchas Zoa or a Tanah Rakli and a Mik. Alatzaf, for my set milk has received question, should receive sheet tofa, or a series of the shaman. The cool and doing this fellowship about this shaman, he's seeking a little bit of the matless shaman, if he came with Siasin. Mach, Yincha ala machavas, namely, if one said, I hereby take upon myself to bring a pan fired meal offerings, machavas was a keli in the base of milish, in which certain meal offerings were baked in oil upon the fire. The vessel wasn't deep but shallow. If her meal offerings made in it were hard, for since it was a pan was shallow, the fire consumed the oil. It says, the teaches us that that he was mixed. He must mix them while he was still a fine flour. Pasi says, pitim, breaking into pieces, we talk about a shaman, he shall then pour oil over it. Shaman, milchahi, is a milch. The Rashi Pasi says, pitim, labis kolmanachas enough is king of meats of the psila. This teaches us that include all meal offerings baked upon the kmitzah procedure. Sakhala Hashem Mincha, the Rabbis call Aminim, enough is in Yitzhika. This includes all meal offerings pouring the oil. Yafla Av Mincha Mafartana Kain. This teaches one would think that this also applies to meal offerings baked in Avon, Tamalaymar. Allah, that's what there is. Allah, it's a chalice, or the it's a chalice, and I'll take out the chalice, but not to the refigan, Tamalaymar. He.